As a person that worked all my life with children in care, boys and girls, with families generally, I felt that there was always a need for a graduate program, which was to bring education and all that education is about. That's not just about just being educated, the extra bits about, you know, extracurricular parts of education, to bring it into families that all round in areas where education is not a value. And we've always felt, I as a person have always felt, that this would be extremely helpful. And I suppose the idea came about when a businessman approached us to say he would give us some funding around supporting a family. And it was through the conversation with him that we came up with this whole idea of a graduate programme.
And why do you think there's a particular need for it? I mean, you mentioned about families where there wouldn't be an ethos of education. What kind of examples do you have of that?
Well, I would know that education is just something that you have to do. You have to go to school until you're old enough to leave. And if you can leave it sooner rather than later, the better, and get into getting some money. So there isn't education in lots of areas is not a value. And it's not a value, not because people don't want it to be a value. They don't see the relevance of it, because education is very difficult in this country. It's not free, and it's very costly. So the children from inner city or from the outlying districts of Limerick and Dublin a lot of them their parents wouldn't see this as a reality. And I suppose I look back about 10 years ago, When I heard a little girl say to her mother, "Mammy, when I grow up, I want to be a vet." And the response was, "Now you can get that out of your head, because nobody can be a vet from these flats, and don't expect me to be able to support you, because I can't."
Mm. That's quite dramatic,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Now, what the graduate program has changed is, changed that for that child and said, "Say if you answer the same, ask the same question, Mammy, I want to be a vet." Yes, darling, you can be a vet. It is possible for you to be a vet coming from these flats. And yes, Mammy will support you with the assistance of
with the help
program
that you're able to give. Yeah. Yeah. And do the children have contact with the sponsors or vice versa?
No, no. That is not advisable, really. The money is put into the bank in standing orders at maybe twice a year. It's not advisable, really, and it's not really even advisable for the children to have a lot of contact with us, the workers, because this is something that we're working on. This is very, very new, Miriam. It's just only in the 3 years, and we're really working out the whole ethos of it and how to work it really with best practice for children. And part of us feel that it's not a good value for children to feel that they're different to other children in the area. Why did I select, you know, family A and didn't go down to family Z? I think really at the moment we feel we want to do most of the work with the parents. Mm. And mostly the parents are single parents.
And you raised the point about, you know, the child might ask, well, why did they choose me and not somebody else? Mm. I mean, does it raise amongst either the child or in the family, you know, a sense of perhaps isolation, and that they're going on a different path maybe than their neighbours?
That is possible. That is possible. But at the moment, the children that are on the programme, which is a very limited amount of children because we're very limited in funds and we're only just started, those children that are on the programme don't see it like that. They see themselves as being very privileged. Mm. And in one case, there's one family that are on the programme, and the eldest of them is on a training programme, and he's coming into the youth reach in the area to speak to the youth reach, the current participants on the youth reach programme, to encourage them to be educated.
Mm. And to get involved.
Yeah, to get involved.
Mm. And what exactly does the money cover?
The money covers really an assistance for the different stressful times in a family's life, which would be, the first would be, you know, Christmas, as we're speaking now around Christmas time. That's a very stressful situation for lots of families. So we'd give a certain amount of assistance at Christmas. We cover birthdays. And a family holiday would be very central to it, that we actually encourage the family to do something together. And we give support, school books and school uniform. But the really, really bigger part of the programme, the emphasis is more on extracurricular activities for the children. We really want the children to be really involved in clubs, in swimming clubs, in all kinds of activities, in dance clubs. And we have some little girls in very prestigious dance clubs all around the Dublin, particularly because that's where most of our graduate is at the moment. And that would be the bigger consideration for us, to really get children involved. We've one child that is very, very, very much involved in Irish dancing at the moment, has got loads of medals and cups at Fesha's. Now, Irish dancing is for the elite. You could not supply the costume, you could not have the hair, you could not go to the places. And that child would have finished her Irish dancing at 12. And she's now 15, and she's a champion dancer from a very deprived part of this city.